Reports of anti-Semitism have been on the rise statewide and nationally. As WUSF's Jacob Wentz tells us, a town hall brought together the community and religious, political, and law enforcement officials to discuss the issue.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, Florida recorded the fourth most anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. last year, with 127 reports of harassment or vandalism. And last month, the Florida Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg was defaced with a swastika. More than 1,200 people participated in a town hall briefing on anti-Semitism organized by seven Florida Jewish federations this week. Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren says it's difficult to explain such behavior to his children, who are Jewish.
My 10-year-old has been learning about the Holocaust, and she asks whether anti-Semitism still exists. And when I answer her, I feel the anguish that many of us know, when you have to admit to your child that, yes, it does.
St. Pete Police are working with local, state, and federal partners to investigate the Holocaust Museum graffiti, which they are treating as a hate crime. Jacob Wentz, WUSF 89.7 News.